Everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Mechanical Patch Meeting on Thursday, June 20th, 2024. Quick reminder, be aware of background noise. Please keep your devices on mute. If you're using a phone, do not put it on hold. Please wait to speak until invited to do so at the appropriate times. And please state your name each time speaking, and of course, TAC members when making and seconding motions. Let's do a roll call. Commissioner John.
Here.
Oscar Caella.
I'm here.
Elizabeth Gohl. Dan Griffin.
I'm here.
Gary Griffin. Joe Greiner.
Here.
Alex Hernandez.
Here.
Kenny Locke.
Here.
Don Pittman.
Here.
Rick Sims. And Pete Quintella.
I'm here.
All right, well, we have 8 of 11. I'll just double check the Elizabeth, Gary Griffin, or Rick Sims are not on. Somebody's just joining. Okay. Well, we're good to go. I believe we have Alan Burke, Norman Bellamy, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, and Justin Vogel from DVPR. And I'm Jeff Blair, the Commission's facilitator. So with that, today's agenda is, in addition to approving the agenda in minutes, to provide the Commission your recommendations on an errata that was submitted today for your consideration. A glitch, actually, and then to provide the Commission your recommendations on that. So, unless there's any questions, is there a motion by name in a second, please, to approve the agenda?
John Pittman.
All right, Pittman and Locke, respectively. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed?
I have a question. This is Pete.
Yes, Pete.
Why are we doing a 2019 as opposed to a 2022, which is available?
This is Mo Madani. I think the reason for that is because the mechanical code does reference the 2019, and this is mainly a correlation between the two, the residential and the mechanical.
Okay, well, let me finish up the procedural stuff. So the meeting minutes should need to be amended to reflect May 8th and not April 8th. So I look for motion, unless there's any revisions, to approve the May 8th, 2024 meeting minutes, please.
Donnie Pittman, so moved.
Second. Oscar.
I have a motion and a second to approve the May 8th minutes. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so we have one issue. Jim, would you please allow me to share the screen?
Jeff, you're muted.
Okay, could you allow me to, I don't know how it did that, but it did. Share the screen, please.
I've sent it. You're the organizer on it right now, so let me try something else. All right, can you see
there
it? There you go.
Yep, thank you. All right, so this is the same process we used on the glitch errata process just recently. This is, nothing's changed. The proponent will have an opportunity to present their proposed glitch. In order to meet the definition of a glitch, it has to conflict with the updated code. have a conflict between the updated code, the Florida Fire Prevention Code, unintended results in the integration of previously adopted amendments with the model code, equipment set of standards, and changes to or inconsistencies with federal or state law, or in this case, it won't be applicable, but need the commission seems to need to update to the latest edition of the NEC. I believe in this instance, we just have the one, which is a glitch, so I don't really need to review the errata definition, considering it won't be relevant for this meeting. The TAC should make a recommendation to the commission to either approve it as submitted, or if there's some changes modified, or a motion to deny it, if you think that for whatever reason it doesn't meet the glitch criteria, or that it's not shouldn't be done. And again, we'll, I'll just, you know, since there's only one, I'm not going to spend any time going through the process. If we're all familiar with it, I'll introduce the glitch, let the proponent speak, any pros and cons, and then back to the TAC for discussion, questions, and or a motion, which would be to either approve it as submitted or as modified, or to deny it based on what you think is the right thing. Any questions on the process? Okay. Then let's go ahead and start with our only one, which is M, FBCR, Chapter 46, glitch number one, submitted by Amanda Hickman. Amanda, I believe you're here, correct?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead and state your name and representation, and I'll start your time for you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jeff. Good morning, everyone. Amanda Hickman with the Hickman Group on behalf of AHRI. This is a pretty simple glitch proposal that we've submitted, which is just to bring up the safety standard for equipment, which is UL 60335-2-40 from the 2012, that's currently referenced in the 8th edition residential code, up to the 2019 edition. The reason why this is needed is really because, well, a couple of reasons. One, there's going to be an EPA rule that takes effect starting January 2025, and the current code going back to the 2012 edition of the 2-40 standard will be out of compliance with that EPA rule for the new, refrigerant equipment. So we need to bring that up so that manufacturers, you know, can produce equipment and ship equipment, and contractors can install equipment that's both compliant with the EPA mandate and with the Florida code, so there's not a conflict. So for that reason, it definitely meets a glitch criteria. For several of the glitch criteria, it checks a lot of those boxes. But also, too, the 7th edition of the Florida code, so the one we just came off of, referenced the 2019 edition of the standard. The mechanical code still references the 2019. So right now, we sort of reverted back to the 2012 because of the way our process, and unfortunately, we didn't catch it. So they're mechanical and residential out of sync. So we're just trying to align these so that we don't have any issues with equipment meeting, listing requirements for this equipment. UL is no longer going to provide listings to the 2012, so that, again, is another reason we need to come up with the 2019. And I know that Mr. Quintel, I think, was the one that raised the point about why aren't we going to the 2022. I think that is part of the next update phase for the 9th edition, because that's what's coming over in the 2024 edition of the ICC codes that we'll be reviewing. So we can catch that update at that point. But even going to the 2019, it brings us up to speed with where the mechanical code is now, so they're consistent, and it's in compliance with that EPA rule. So we're good with, you know, certification of equipment, and everything will be consistent and harmonized with the EPA rule and with the Florida code if we just go up to the 2019. So here for any questions, and appreciate your support on this. Thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Amanda. You made it with 10 seconds to spare. Okay, anybody from the public wish to speak on this?
No, sir.
Go ahead, Joe.
FHVA in support.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody from the public wish to speak either in favor or opposition? I see one hand up here, Mr. Robert Glass, if you go ahead and unmute yourself, you could go say your name and go ahead.
Yes, sir. Robert Glass with Dykin Comfort Technologies. In full support of what Amanda has noted, the requirements for, again, as she noted, with the EPA regulations effective 1/1/2025 and the fact that the 2019 edition was in added into the seventh edition of the building code. So there is the mismatch between the mechanical code and the residential code. As to the question about the 2022 editions, yes, we would love to go ahead and update the standard or the code to that, but I don't believe that's part of the glitch that's being addressed at this point. It's purely just to bring it back up to the 2019 edition that was in the seventh edition of the Florida Building Code. So fully support what Amanda has noted and encourage the committee to approve the glitch request. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? Okay, then coming to the TAC, is there any questions, discussions, or a motion?
Donnie Pittman would like to make a motion to accept the glitch.
Second from Locke.
We have a motion and a second to recommend to the commission that this would be is a glitch and to approve it as submitted. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. Recommended for as a glitch as submitted. All right. That's the only substantive issue we have on the agenda. Is there any other comment that anybody would like to make, either public or TAC member?
Belcher, just a right. Question.
Go ahead, Jeff.
When the commission hears this, they approve it, it'll be effective immediately, correct, as a supplement, added into the supplement? I just wanted to verify that.
Mo, you go ahead and take that.
Yeah, I think, but after this, all the tax recommendations will be subjected to a 45-day comment period. That will take us close to the next commission meeting, which is August. So at the August meeting, yes, if all approved by the commission, August 13, then yes, we'll go into effect. Thank you.
Okay. Any other TAC members have any other questions or comments? All right, Commissioner John, if you would just please state, sir, that we stand adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
We stand adjourned at 10:13, and I want to thank everybody for participating. So we stand adjourned.